So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
It's Dan, we are live, it's Wednesday. It's 3:10 here in Spain. Hope you're well today. It's a little bit sunny outside, but not too sunny. I know everybody's freezing cold in the UK. I'm looking forward to the days when I can go and move this set up and we go outside again. Life is so much more fun when you're filming in the sun, it's got to be said. A little bit too cold for that right now. So let's talk about new council tax bans and exactly what we mean on that in regard to HMOs. HMOs, if you don't know, are houses of multiple occupation. And it's a really good opportunity to maximise your cash flow on properties, you know, 3 rooms, 4 rooms, 5 rooms plus. You're going to need permission through Article 4, which is basically going to say whether you can or cannot do it in a particular area. But if you can, and we've been doing HMOs for the last 20 years, in fact, we've got a couple. But that might change fairly soon, I'm thinking. So there's a couple of things here I want to talk about. Let's just talk about the banding first of all. So Nottinghamshire Council, in their infinite wisdom and hatred of poor people, as all councils do. Now, I don't know if we can blame Nottingham Council directly or if it's just the Valuations Office, the VOA, I think it's called. They're the people who determine council tax figures. And so let's just take two houses. One house is a four-bed house and it's just lived in by a family. They pay normal council tax bands. Might be £130 a month. Great. The house next door is split into 5 separate units and the council are now saying, yeah, 5 separate people are living there in their own little rooms. So there's 5 different sets of council tax. Now, these are low priced housing, like £350 a month, £400 a month, £500 a month at a push, depending where you are. All bills included, TV license, gas, electricity, water, Wi-Fi, TV license. Did I say that? All of that's usually included in the price, including your council tax. So these are people who are on minimum wage, maybe on 0 contract hours, not earning a lot of money, not necessarily high up in the education levels, as in they're not degree educated. That's why they've got low paying jobs. So what the council are now saying is that, yeah, it's not included in your rent. You now have to pay council tax on top. So if you're paying £350 a month, you now have to pay an extra £100 or so for council tax, which makes it unlivable. So, and again, this is the thing that I can't get my head around, the hatred that this government has for the people without money. I cannot understand it. We've had a massive surge in homelessness, which has coincidentally gone alongside Section 24. Isn't that peculiar how that happens? Who would have guessed, who possibly could have seen that coming, Mr. Government? It's just ridiculous. So, and I've been saying this is going to be happening for quite some time. When I was buying properties to use as HMOs, I purposefully didn't get properties with en-suites and that kind of thing. And this is the determination, is if you've got an en-suite, it's basically self-contained because you don't have to leave your room to go to the toilet, which is just crazy. It's a 10-foot by 10-foot room, for God's sake, with an extra 2 feet on the side for a toilet and a shower. That's just ridiculous. Even though the kitchen's downstairs and there's no kitchen facilities in the room, they're still saying that that should have a council tax liability, that little room, and it's because of the ensuite. And I fundamentally just disagree with this. But who the hell are we as landlords to disagree with anything? We are the little people who just get told what to pay. We are the people who get taxed on revenue, not profits, through Section 24, which is why there's been, you know, 200,000 people or so in the last 12 months who've left buy to let because we're going, screw this for a game of soldiers. I'm not paying all that tax. I'll just get rid of it. So then again, the people at the bottom, and there's a supply chain, people at the bottom all the way up to the people at the top and all the way through onto first time buyers and onwards. This affects the entire supply chain. I just cannot understand it, other than the fact that I hate this government, hates people. It hates homeless people. It hates disabled people. And it hates people who haven't got two pennies to rub together. That might be controversial for you. And if you voted Tory, you are kind of responsible for it. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, deep down, I'm a capitalist. I have to be a capitalist. I own businesses. We employ people around the planet, which I'm very proud of. We've got teams of web designers and graphic artists and video teams and content coordinators around the world. I love capitalism. What I don't like is trickle-down economics, where the people at the very top, they make loads of money, i.e. lots of Tory donors who get kickbacks in the form of contracts. We all know it's happening. It's not like, you know, is it Cunningham? Is that his name? It's not like people aren't aware of this. They are literally trying to see how much they can get away with us. And they're getting away with all of it, right? Now, I kind of don't blame the councils, because the councils are strapped for cash. They ain't getting any more cash from central government. And obviously with coronavirus, there is no extra cash from central government. There's not a magic money tree, unless you want to spend it on $1 billion for the DUP for the Northern Ireland to keep Theresa May in charge. Not unless you want to. I mean, we know, look at the history. The last 12 months, how much has the government paid out? Furlough and all this stuff. Oh, we don't have a magic money tree. No, you've got an orchard of them, but you just want to keep them for yourselves and keep poor people struggling. That is not what life's about, and that's not what the government's responsibility should be at, is to make people's lives harder. And that's exactly what we're doing with this introduction of a council tax. It's only in Nottingham right now, but mark my words, this is coming to where you are as well. And what are the options then? So one big option that you can do is you just get some plasterboard and you stick it on, and then you close the room off until this either goes away or you just forget about it. And so you remove the ensuite option from tenants, which is crazy. It's like, let's purposefully make life harder for our tenants so they can't have a shower in their own shower so they feel clean and at whatever time they want. No, let's get rid of that. Let's make it so that they have to use the communal shower that might be having five other people, you know, using it. Why would the government go out of their way to make people's lives hard? Can't think why that might be. Might be something to do with a Tory government. Now, I can't blame just the Tories. Keir Starmer, what are you on? Like, what planet are you on? Half the reason we are in the shit is that the opposition sucks. And who's the guy before? Corbyn. I don't think he was anti-Semite. I don't think he was racist. But he was freaking useless. And look at me, I'm getting on my soapbox. But this is all about people taking responsibility or not taking responsibility. Now, you could say I'm to blame, and I would agree. I do not vote. I don't believe you should vote. I believe all the time you spend talking about politics, researching politics, and so on, should be spent creating a marketing campaign, finding your next buy-to-let, managing a property, painting a room so it looks nicer for your next tenant. That's what I think you should do. I don't believe you should vote. I think you should vote for you. That's it. Like, that is the vote, right? We don't live in a democracy. We're living in an illusion of democracy. It's ridiculous. So you can board up the ensuite. That's one option. Or you can sell up. You can just sell up. Which, is that going to help the people who can only afford 300, 350 a month, 400 a month? Is that going to help those people? So now, you know, that house that had six people on it, now it's only got one tenant in it, effectively a family. So there's five people now have to go out and find other rooms to rent. But other landlords are doing it too. So what's going to happen? It's just going to push rents up for individual rooms. And rents are already going up anyway because of scarcity, because landlords are leaving in droves. So it doesn't kind of make sense. But then that kind of leads me on to this next bit. And I've been having serious considerations about my HMOs. So I don't go down the full HMO route. I don't like five or more tenants and three or more stories. I don't like eight beds. I don't like 15 beds. I like four-bedroom houses. Now, some are three-bed and we've converted the lounge, and some are four-bed with a separate lounge and kitchen and bathroom facilities. And that's what I like. We call them minimos, and that's what I'm very comfortable with. But honestly, one of the downsides of that is that you're not, you know, if you can squeeze an extra room out of it at 350 quid a month, suddenly your yields jump up, your return on investment jumps up. But at the time when I first started doing this, I couldn't be bothered with all of the extra stuff that you had to do, all the fire regulations and so on. But lo and behold, we've actually brought up most of our properties up to those standards anyway, even though we didn't need to, because it was the right thing to do. But now what happens is you reach a certain point where it's not about maximizing cash flow. It's actually about just having an easier life, you know. So think about this. If you're renting, you know, if you've got 10 rooms, 10 houses with four bedrooms in each one, there's an extra 40 tenants. You could get rid of 30 tenants and just put a family in, you know, one tenancy, so it's one tenant in each property. That removes your number of tenants that you have to deal with by 25%. And honestly, we're at the stage now where it's not just about maximizing cash flow. You know, we can take a hit on that cash flow, and actually it doesn't really make much difference for us. But in terms of our quality of life, having 75% less tenants to deal with in our HMOs, that's kind of a no-brainer. That's kind of where we are right now. And we're like, do you know what? Let's just get rid of these HMOs. We know we've got all this extra stuff coming. And today it is en suites today. Next time, and I know there was talk about this, next time it's just if there's a lock on your door and you're on your own tenancy room and that's your room, there will be a lower standard for council tax, not the full amount. It'd be like 75%, or, you know, it's not going to be 50%, is it? Because that's far too nice. But you'll be paying a high proportion of council tax for just a room on its own with no washing facilities, no shower and no kitchen anyway. So that's going to come through in the next 10 years. Mark my words. And I'm like, do you know what? Screw this. I just can't be bothered with it. So we, by the end of this year, once we get rid of coronavirus and we kind of get back into some form of normality, then that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to get rid of our tenants in HMOs. We're going to convert those properties back into normal 3- and 4-bedroom properties. And of course, you know, a 4-bedroom property, if you get LHA rate, 4-bedroom, you know, you're talking £800 a month anyway on something like that. So I know at least one or two properties where actually, you know, for all the work that we do with HMOs, we could just do that and life's a bit easier. Although it's, you know, it's DSS or LHA type clients, and historically they're not as easy to manage. But then, you know, we've got another LHA client who's been in for 5 years now, £800 a month, more or less, gets paid every 4 weeks, which is really nice because every so often you get two payments in 1 month. We kind of like that. It's a nice little surprise. We've not got one for a while, but just we got to change with the times. And if you don't change and adapt with the times, you're going to get caught out at some point. And for me, when we look at this council tax palaver, do you know what? Fuck that. I just don't have patience for it. I you know, as I get older, I'm perhaps possibly in danger of becoming that grumpy old man. Oh, actually, I just can't be bothered with the hassle of dealing with multiple tenants aged 23 who don't know how to clean up after themselves. You know, it's just who remove other people's items from the fridge so that they can put in their photography reels, you know, the film, the photography film, so nobody else can use the fridge. Literally, that's the stuff that we deal with. And it's like dealing with children. And I'm like, I've had my kids, thanks. I don't want somebody else's kids to have to manage. And then we can't evict them either, especially right now. So when all this is over in Leeds, we're going to close down all of our HMOs, which doesn't help the matter. But that's nothing to do with me. We can't do anything about it. I can't change government policy. And why the hell should I bother even trying? So we're not going to do it. What do you think? What are you going to do? Are you looking at HMOs? Like, I think that depending where you are in the cycle, for those people coming into property and wanting to maximize their income, I think HMO is a great route forward. I'm not that person anymore. I've been in property for 22 years now, and I just like an easy life. And I don't need the income as such. So I just need an easier life than having to deal with lots and lots and lots of HMO clients. But we're gonna knock that on the head. Anyway, I hope that's useful for you. Some people just joining us. You missed us 15 minutes late. I hope that's useful for you. You can watch it in the replay. If you've not joined our mastermind group, come and join. It's free. If you're not downloading the podcast, you get all these in the podcast. You can listen to them in your car. But we are live again on Friday. We're in a Mindset and Hustle show. Come and join me for that. We've got a good one for you. And we'll speak to you then. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.